Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the 17th parak of Masechta Shabbos, and we are going to learn Parak Yud Zayin, Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel. So we're continuing in the halachos of mukta. So there is such a thing called a klisha melachta le'isir, meaning it's the klisha melachta le'isir is a very kal form of mukta. It's a very lenient form of mukta. You're allowed to move a klisha melachta le'isir when it's letzorach gufo or letzorach mekomo, but you're not allowed to move a klisha melachta le'isir when it's only mechama letzel, when you're only just trying to save and to protect that klisha melachta le'isir. So the Mishnah gives examples of using a klisha melachta l'isser in a mutter way. Note all of them kornos l'fatzeya bo'as ha'gozim. A person could take a hammer is a klisha melachta l'isser because normally it's used to build and to bang in nails and things like that. Klisha melachta l'isser means a kli that's normally used to do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're allowed to take a hammer in order to crack a nut on Shabbos for kardom melachta l'isser d'vela, or an axe, which again is a klisha melachta l'isser because normally you would chop down a tree with an axe, but you're using it to cut a fig cake with it, or magura ligra bo'as ha'gavina, or a saw, which again is normally klisha melachta l'isser, but you're allowed to use it to slice cheese with, or margrefa ligrof basa grogros, or a shovel, which is a klisha melachta l'isser. Normally you violate the melach of choresh or boner or whatever with a shovel, and now you're scooping out dried figs from the bottom of a barrel. Es harachas ves hamazle glosei solav lekatan, a winnowing shovel and a pitchfork to put food on it for a kid to be able to eat for a child, because let's say the child's far away from you and you need to chuck the food to him, so you take a kli and you just like swing it over to get the food to him. Es a kush ves a karkar litchov bo, or you take a kush or a karkar, different types of weaving utensils to use as like toothpicks that you pick up fruit with. Machat shel yad litol bo sakot, or a needle that was used for sewing to take a splinter out of your skin. Veshal sakoyim liftoch bo sadelas, or a different type of needle that they would use to sew to open a door by picking the lock of the door. Now these things are all klisha melachta l'isser, and these are just some examples of using a klisha melachta l'isser litzorech gufo, which is permissible to do. You're allowed to use a klisha melachta l'isser litzorech gufo. Mishnah Gimel is going to tell us about a particular type of stick that was used with regard to mukta and with regard to tumah. What type of stick are we talking about? So after they would pick the olives from the trees, they would store all the olives in a big vat, and they would, so that the olives would get soft, because you can't press olives until they soften a little bit. If they're still very hard, it's not going to make good oil. So they would take this wooden stick or a cane and use to turn over the olives in the vat to see whether they're soft enough and ready for pressing or not. So kanash al zesim, this wooden cane that's used for checking the olives, imiyesh kesha brosha makabel tuma, if there's like a knot at the end of the cane, so that whatever the oil gets inside the hollow part of the cane, it prevents that oil from dripping out, then it's makabel tuma, because it's a kli eitz that has a base kibul, and any kli eitz that has a base kibul can be makabel tuma. V'imlav ein makabel tuma, but if it doesn't have a knot at the end, so it's just like a straw, it's a hollow straw, so whatever oil goes into the cane will come out at the other end, so then it's not going to be makabel tuma, because there is no base kibul, since it just comes out at the other end. Bein kach u'bein kach nizal b'shabbos, but in either scenario, whether it has a knot at the end of it or it doesn't have a knot, whether it has a base kibul or not, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, because it's a kli, whether it has a knot or not. The fact that it's a kli, because the fact is that it's a kli either way, because it's meant to turn over the olives, and it's functional for that purpose, whether it has a knot or doesn't have a knot at the end of it. So that's why it's not going to be mukta. It's going to be considered a kli. So Mishnah is Beis and Gimel. The summary is as follows. Mishnah Beis, we said that a person is allowed to use a klisha melachta l'isser l'tzoruch gufo, and we just gave a whole bunch of examples of tzoruch gufo: a hammer to crack a nut, a saw to cut your cheese, all these different things. Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about a cane that they would use to turn over the olives to see if they're soft enough, and legabe muktza, there's no chilik whether it has a knot at the end of it or not, but with regard to hilchos tumah, that it does make a difference whether it has a knot at one end or not. That if it has a knot at one end, then it's mekabel tumah, otherwise it is not mekabel tumah. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay.